You might imagine the outback to be a pristine place far away from the pollution of city life. But a team of volunteers has discovered that one of Australia's most famous outback tracks accumulates more than 70 tonnes of roadside rubbish each year. The Great Tracks Cleanup Crew started 5 years ago when Police Sergeant Stuart Paxton decided to do something about the mounds of industrial rubbish and tyres he saw on his remote patrols. Nance Haxton spoke to Sergeant Paxton as he prepared for this weekend's trip up the Oodnadatta track.
Over the years, when we are able to do right through to Innamincka and then across to Burswell and down in a big loop back to Lee Creek, we usually average about 70 tonnes we collect up, which is a huge amount. And 3 years in a row, we were still picking up the same volume.
So that's the same amount every year that you're picking up from the side of the road of these tracks?
Yes, well, a lot of it is big truck tyres and tractor tyres and four-wheel drive tyres. I mean, each year we've been getting the bigger stuff out of the way and been able to concentrate on bottles, cans and all of that, which also take up a fair bit when you see the amount that was discarded there.
So it's not just your household rubbish. This really is quite industrial in size.
Yes, well, you've got the Cooper Basin, which is a massive oil and gas producing region, so you've got thousands of road trains a year travel in that area, as well as four-wheel drive, so there's a fairly rough road, so everything shakes loose and falls off. We recently did a weekend trip at the Gawler Ranges at Mount Ives Station area, and found fridges discarded and old cookers and old cars and stuff that had been there for many, many years.
What's the cause of this? Is it mainly people who are camping? You say there's a lot of trucks coming through, but is there a role of education here as well to perhaps prevent some of this rubbish?
Just years and years and years of build-up. So that's what we're doing, is just donating our time back to the community, giving back. The group consists of about 30 people now. We use our own four-wheel drives and trailers. We do get donations from some businesses and government departments towards our fuel and also food costs, but the wear and tear is covered by us as individuals. We're about to leave on Saturday on our next trip, which is the Oodnadatta track. We're doing the Stuart Highway, which has a lot of tyres and broken trailer parts on it, back, and then the Pimber to Olympic Dam Road.
So do you think you'll keep going with the Great Tracks Cleanup Crew for a few years yet, or what's the future of this project?
Well, as we've set it up as a not-for-profit group, and everyone who's a member is on the committee and make the decisions, so I can see it going well into the future. There's a couple of other groups looking at what we do and how we've set up, and looking to start elsewhere. Roughly do about 3 cleanups a year now.
And what's the fun part of it for you then, Stuart? What's the motivation for you to be doing this? Is it as simple as camping under the stars at the end of the day?
I absolutely love the outback and camping out there, and we have some brilliant nights and swags and tents and mostly exhaust at night, but everyone pitches in, and it's a group effort to do our food, and we do eat very well, and we do socialise a bit at night, but most of the socialising left all the last night because it's a big day the next day.
What happens to all this rubbish? Where does it go?
A lot of it goes, we try to select dumps that do a lot of recycling, so we go to them and we recycle all the tyres, go to Adelaide for shredding, and all the steel goes in the bins for recycling, the bottles and cans, and then the general refuse we pick up is the only part that's dumped into landfill.
And just finally, would you be urging people to perhaps think about what they leave in the outback to perhaps lighten the load for you a bit?
Yeah, there's a well-known saying out in the outback is to only leave your footprints and take all your rubbish with you.
And you hope more people do that?
Well, that would be really good, but it's not going to happen. So groups like us, it does make a difference. We get a lot of comments from locals and other business people that travel the tracks that we've cleaned up, and they said that there's a huge difference and it's very noticeable. So there's certainly diminishing the amount each year.
And that's the organiser of the Great Tracks Cleanup, Stuart Paxton.